Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Push it forward this morning. We talk about the Penguins Sunday. At noon, they play the New York Islanders, game one of the playoffs. And the playoffs are finally here. We have wanted them. We have longed for them. We have needed them. And now we've got some semblance, it seems like, of normalcy, maybe returning to the world with this mask issue happening. Don't know how it's going to affect the Penguins as of yet, but we'll keep the pulse on that. That being said, the playoffs are here. Now, I hold steadfast to this, that I expect, and we'll get back to expectation in just one second, I expect the Pittsburgh Penguins to at least play in another Stanley Cup final the time that they have Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby employed. That's my expectation as a fan, a guy that's a diehard Pittsburgher, someone's from this town, born and raised in this town, all that kind of stuff. That's my expectation. And now I stop and go back to that word, expectation. Is that too strong and is that greed? Is that too much from a sports fan? It's not an assumption. It's not a need. It's not any of that. It's an expectation. I don't have an expectation we'll have another parade on Grand Street. That would be a little bit too much. But my expectation is I expect them to play in a cup final before those guys retire. The flip side of that is if they don't, I guess if you expect something and it doesn't happen, you'd be disappointed.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yes, it's absolutely fair. I expect these guys to be honest, not just go to another cup final. I do expect one more parade in their time together here in Pittsburgh. And this may be their best chance that they have left. Because of the way things have come together this year, maybe it's because we didn't come into the season with the same expectations because of the disappointments of the last two postseasons. But yes, we should fully expect that Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, and look, it's not going to take away anything from their legacy if they don't win one more cup. People want to look at it as sort of a zero-sum thing where, well, if you're disappointed, then you must not be happy.
Right.
Well, obviously, if I'm disappointed,
greedy,
I'm not happy. It doesn't mean that I don't appreciate everything that's come from these guys in the last decade and a half. I can set everything that's happened in the past aside and say, man, it's been fantastic. It's been a wild ride with these two. It's been so much fun through everything, through the concussions with Sid and all of it. And I can still say that I expect these two to bring us one more cup in their time together, because I think there's a decent amount of time left together for both of these two in Penguin uniforms.
Yeah, we do that too much in sports and in sports talk and in sports fandom. It's kind of like, well, you know, you don't appreciate
right.
Mike Tomlin because you want him to get better and you'd maybe want to run him out of town if he doesn't win this year. You don't. Yeah, I appreciate what happened 8 years ago. I do. But I don't appreciate what's happened in the past couple playoff trips.
Again,
I don't. And it's always this two-canistered world that we try to put people into.
Yeah, none of this that we talk about, hell, life is not a zero-sum game.
Right.
It's just because I say I will be disappointed if we don't get one more parade down the Boulevard of the Allies with Crosby and Malkin doesn't mean that it takes away from all the wonderful memories. You know, we've been going through a lot of crap at my in-laws' house, right? Because we're cleaning it out, estate sale this weekend, all that kind of stuff, and therefore been going through a lot of my old crap down in the basement to find room for the stuff that we're bringing from their house. And I found a big box the other day filled with Sports Illustrateds and Post Gazettes and old pictures and autographs and stuff from when they won the first cup in 2009, the first cup amongst this group of guys. And just the memories that wash over you when you go back and look at old stuff like that. You remember Talbot. You remember the Kennedy Stahl Cook line. And,
right.
And it takes nothing. You remember the joy of watching Sidney Crosby lift the cup over his head for the first time and having that payoff at that point in his career where he was only a few years in and thinking, man, how many more are we going to get? And the other side of, man, how many more are we going to get is, well, at least one, and we got two, and that means there's nothing wrong with setting the expectation of, come on, you guys got to give us one more.
And I expect it, and I expect them to make a deep run this year, and here's why. I keep coming back to this. What do they lack? What do the Pittsburgh Penguins lack other than you look at a team in Boston and they have a line that the Penguins don't match up well against? Other than that, do they lack depth scoring? No. Do they lack superstar talent at the top? No. Do they lack goaltending that has you confident? No. He still has to answer some questions in the playoffs, but they don't lack that. Do they lack coaching? No. People talking about Mike Sullivan as the Jack Adams winner, or should be, or at least could be. Do they lack a blue line that's good? No, those guys have stepped up. Do they lack structure? Nope, not if you play within it. Do they lack? And we said depth scoring. Nope, the third and the fourth line has been. Do they lack an acquisition that has sparked this team to where you say, okay, did they add a piece that helped? It's helped. No, I think Carter has done that for them. So what do they lack?
You can't even go back to the last few moves of Rutherford's tenure before he bailed and say, man, those are awful.
Because that's why Matheson, I'm okay to feel this way. They lack grit?
Yeah, because no, they've got the perfect mix, to be quite honest. Now, look, if they get in a long, drawn-out series against a team like Boston and they're getting the hell knocked out of them in front of the net and they're playing against a much more physical team and the refs are letting some things go, yeah, we can have a talk about whether they're up to the task of playing that game.
Whether Patrick Hornquist should still be here or not. Right.
And to be quite honest, that is something that may come around. But here we are, all the way through a 56-game regular season, and even that issue has not really reared its head in, what, the last 2.5 months? Once this team got over the initial lull to start the season, once Letang found his game, once Gino got going, and Sid was just Sid all year long, and guys like CeCe and Matheson showed that they had folded in and found some chemistry either with one another or whoever they were playing with, once Jari got on track. I mean, we lose sight of the fact, I think, that for about three and a half months, this team, for the most part, other than a blip here and there, a random 7 or 8-goal game against the Bruins on a Tuesday night, this team has been playing more consistent hockey than all but maybe 2 or 3 other teams in the league.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. You look at full form, and that's how I look at these Penguins. In full form, I'm still trying to come to grips with what do they lack, and that's why I'm comfortable with these big expectations, and I think a lot of people should be too. Out of Office Report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. We'll be out of the office today at 10:01. You can bet your backside on that. Jim will be in the office in just a little bit. We'll catch up with him. Can't wait for that. Coming up next, there's a viral video out there. It's going crazy. It is all over. It's from a baseball stadium. You've got to check it out. This Padres fan absolutely levels this Rockies fan. I have a question as to that. And stadium, we haven't seen bad stadium behavior because we haven't had fans in stadiums all that much. That's coming back, I guess, now, Chris.
Yeah.
But we have to have a discussion about this.
You're going to have people getting together. You're going to have drunk people fighting.
And I haven't missed Marlins, man, one bit, by the way.
Guys!
We're brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer
chicken
repair.
Romano.
I need that chicken Romano for breakfast. It sounds good. If I could get some of that for breakfast, Zeiss set me up from Lenape Heights.
Jim would be all over that.
Oh, he would. He'd smash it. He'd love it. I could see Jim having going to Lenape Heights up in Ford City and having some chicken Romano.
Probably get it free, too.
At the inn. Oh, yeah. For sure. All right, did we see this video? Matt, have you seen the video I showed Chris earlier?
I have, yes.
One punch, one hitter, quitter. The guy, the Padres fan at the Rockies game. It's an away game. He's playing an away game. He just walks up. And the guy, the Colorado, you got to go to the internet and see this. The Colorado guy is kind of, they're in the stands here, they're fans. He's kind of ready for it, one would seem, but he gets hit so hard, he buckles like if you're a little kid and you have one of those inflatable punching bags that's on the floor, he wobbles both ways and then he goes straight down. I'm not at all encouraging violence, and I don't think there should be any fights at games like that. But so the Denver police, so I wanted to know what happened beforehand. This video's all over the internet, right? I couldn't find what happened beforehand. But the aftermath is somebody asks the Denver police on the social media string.
Okay.
And the Denver police respond back with their Twitter. And they go, We have contacted both the person who threw the first punch and the person who got punched. The man who got punched does not want to press any charges. And if it's a misdemeanor, you can't just charge somebody, you know, that the person has to. Question with this. If you got punched that hard on video and you got demolished like that, right? And everybody's first inclination was this guy just walked up and punched this guy. If you don't want to press charges like that, was the guy that got punched, was he talking a lot of mess?
That's the only reason I wouldn't.
Right.
Like, look, everybody's taken one on the chin before. Everyone's been maybe not knocked out, but everyone's lost a fight before. Even if it was in fourth grade,
yes,
at recess, everybody's lost one before. So that part wouldn't bother me that some dude one-punched me into oblivion. I'd wake up, I'd have a headache for a while, and I'd move on with life. But what would bother me would be if I said something.
Or if I didn't say something and got knocked out.
Oh, if I didn't say something? I'm taking you to Judge Judy.
Okay, what would bother you then? Continue. If you said something.
If I said something, well, now, if I'm gonna try and argue against why this guy should not have knocked me out, I better have a good reason, right? It better not be that I was hurling obscenities about his mother's ancestry from two sections away or something.
Then got pounded. Then
right.
He showed you.
That's what he had to have said something. Either that or he was, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Because this guy in the Padres jersey, if you guys got to go watch this video, he can't be that much of a stone cold lunatic to just knock a guy cold over nothing.
Well, people get...
At an away game where he knows he's going to get swarmed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. What would someone have to say to you to walk over two sections?
Nothing nothing verbal at a baseball
game. No, you would have to physically...
There's not one thing.
Here's the thing. You could even physically, like, come up to me and, like, I wouldn't enjoy you, like, you know, like, flipping my hat off or something like that. I'd grab my hat. I'd be there with my kids, and I'd be like, you know what?
Oh, no. If somebody flips my hat off.
Move on. I got nothing to do with you, pal. But you would have to physically accost, like, one of my family members before I would get to the point where I would walk two sections over and wham, right on the chin.
I would never leave my vicinity to go get in any sort of fight. But if somebody gets in your space or pushes you, then it might be on.
The big indicator for me is that he walks over, and it's not like he's, like, screaming at him. Clearly, he's just had enough. Like, this dude's probably been running his mouth all day long.
He's giving him up with his hands.
Yeah,
right?
He's not even giving him a chance. He just walks up and slugs him. Just,
the way the guy buckled, though, was, whoa, it was kind of scary. Yeah, it looked like an MMA fight.
Like you said, like those inflatables, like outside of a car dealership when they go down.
Gave it the old 1-2, see you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.